Jack McGonigal here with Indianola girls soccer head coach Mike Wilson. Coach, you guys are ramping up the season, playing more more periodically throughout the year, and just kind of talk about this past week. Obviously two tough opponents, but I'm sure there were some things still to take away.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, playing, what do we got, number three and number four in 2A, that have a history of being at the top of that class, and good test for us to see where we are and prep for and again getting ourselves prepped for the May 28th for Substate. That's been our focus since the beginning of the year, be at our best come that time. So good opponents and a good test for us.
And from the beginning of the season to where you are at now, what's the biggest improvement you've seen from your team?
Well, I would say program-wise, we got 42 kids out. We're playing three levels of soccer. We've got plenty to choose from. So we're being exposed in areas that we're well aware of. We're not so much battle tested. We lack maybe a little bit of that high level of soccer experience, but we make up for that in grit. And we're competing in those games, and it's I think that's probably, to me, the improvement is just being able to each compete at each level, so varsity, JV1 and JV2. So those are the things that we're excited about. Obviously wins and losses are the most important thing when it comes to looking at a schedule, but from a program, we're trending positively of where we want to be here. In 2-3 years down the road, we're gonna be better because of this.
Absolutely. And you mentioned earlier on in the year your freshman class that's got some talent. And what have you seen from them so far that proves that there's some high potential for them as the years go on?
Yeah, I mean, the opponents we're playing. I mean, our three losses are against number four Waukee, right? Three A number four. And the other losses are number three DCG and number four North Polk. So we're not going to show up on the stats for this, but we've got Fia Wilson playing through the central midfield, Lulu Fields playing as a left back, Ryan Sadler, as well as Lily Wilbur as freshman coming in and putting significant minutes at the wings or up top. So those kids are coming in and putting valuable experience in and competing. And putting in some solid minutes, so they're gaining that experience. They're learning the physicality of the varsity level. These are 15-year-old girls playing against some of these opponents, 17, 18-year-old kids. So I'm really excited that they're putting in the effort, and it's really pushing the group that we have, and we're still finding that right combination. We've got the ingredients. Now we're just trying to figure out whether we're just going to make scrambled eggs or if we're going to make like a quiche or something like really tasty. So we're getting there with them. So
fantastic. I can't say I've heard that analogy before, but I like it. And
I don't know if quiche is good, but it seems like it'd be better than scrambled eggs. So
absolutely. And then just kind of talk about your seniors. What have they been able to lead? How have they been able to lead the program in a positive way so far?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, for the senior class, I mean, they've been program players or team players, leadership, as far as, leadership, people can say that, and it takes you a couple different places, but leading by example for that. They're not vocal or per se the personality of the group, and that's something that's a challenge for us a little bit, to play at the highest level. You got to have a kind of an edge, and we're getting there. There's a lot of stuff going on with these kids. We've had, what was last week, we had prom, so they're probably up till, 4 in the morning or whatever. So we had the juniors with ACTs going on. I mean, there's just a lot of life going on with them. But I think for our seniors, as the many of their lasts are coming up, I think we're going to see that maturity come in. And when the game matters, again, getting ready for, we're 36 days away from May 28th for our Substate game. So I'm confident that those girls will be ready to leave a mark again. On the program, just as the group last year did. So they'll be ready.
And now you got a couple home games coming up next week with Oskaloosa and Ottumwa. Just kind of talk about what you expect to see from those two programs.
Yeah, no, excited for those. I mean, Oskaloosa is going to be our Indianola Soccer Tribe night, so our local club's going to come out and support us, so that's going to provide some energy. It's a girls and boys doubleheader for varsity, so it's real exciting for the level, for the experience, so we're looking forward to that. And then Friday against the Tumwa, we're gonna celebrate our seniors, the six seniors that have been in the program all 4 years, and be able to have opponents that I think that we're going to be able to be a bit more boss the game a little bit more, and kind of be in a space where we can showcase a little more of our attack versus just defending so much. So I'm real excited to get those games in next week, and you know, we hope Mother Nature you know, doesn't make it a 90 mile an hour wind and lightning. You know, that's what we've dealt with for the past week. So we'll look for some good conditions next week and go and pick up two positive results.
All right, Coach. We appreciate the time as always for you joining us, and best of luck in those matches. And I'm sure I'll be at one or maybe both of those.
All right, man. Thanks so much.